You were just listening to Veni Sancte Spiritus, dating from 1996, by Polish composer and conductor Miłosz Bembinow, who will be my guest until 11 o'clock this morning. He is young, but very much established already as a composer and conductor. He is here in the States for a very short time, days really, and we are very honored to have him here at WPRB. The performance was by the Astrolabium Chamber Choir of Torun, conducted by Kinga Litovska. Music by Miłosz Bembinow, who was born in 1978 in Warsaw. He studied composition in the class of Professor Stanisław Morito and symphonic and opera conducting in the class of Professor Antoni Witt in the Frederick Chopin Academy of Music in Warsaw, where he now works as an assistant professor. In 2012, Bembinow obtained his PhD in composition. He has received many awards and scholarships, among others the Polish Minister of Culture Scholarship, Young Poland. Bembinow's artistic output covers not only solo, chamber, choir, orchestral, and oratorical pieces, but also popular and film music. His works have been performed in the majority of European countries, South and North Americas, as well as in Asia. It was also presented by various radio and TV broadcasting stations. It has been as well as issued on 27 CDs. Two of these CDs received the Frederick Award granted by the Polish Phonographic Academy. As a conductor, Miłosz Bembinow has cooperated with various symphony orchestras. He has conducted many first performances and recordings of pieces written by Polish young composers. Since 2000, he has been the artistic supervisor of Forum Ensemble, Chamber Orchestra, and a chamber orchestra co-founded by him. He is one of the main initiators of the Students' Musical Forum Festival and the National Competition for Young Composers. Miłosz, welcome. It is indeed a pleasure to have you here.
Good morning. Thank you very much for inviting me here.
It's wonderful. Your music has been played on this program many times over the years.
I really appreciate it.
And you are in America for a very short time, and I am deeply honored that you were able to squeeze this program into your schedule. The recording we just heard is from a brand new release, which we will talk about later. For now, though, let's share a little bit with our audience how you became interested in music when you were very young. Was your family musical?
No. They are just they are not professional musicians. You know, they are rather listeners of various kinds of music. Although I attended the music school since I was 6 years old. This is how it started, and
right. You
know, concerning my different decisions, there were a lot of coincidences, strange sometimes choices, you know, inspired by some of my teachers, professors. You know, as I was like a teenager, I wanted to become a sound engineer.
Oh, well, that's
changed. Yes, so I would never think of composing or conducting.
Where did you get your musical training then? Where did you actually decide? Where did you study? You studied music in high school, actually.
Yes, as well. Yeah. So it started with improvisation classes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, from improvising to composing is not that far. So this is... Mm-hmm. The teacher said maybe you would write a piece, compose mm-hmm. a piece. So this is how it started. And quite similar with conducting, I had obligatory choral conducting mm-hmm. classes. Although it seemed to me very boring. However, with some of my friends, we've decided to try to organize a volunteer chamber choir from, you know, sure. consisting of our friends. It has changed my, you know, thinking of choral music and singing in a choir. So this is how the big adventure with choral music started.
Well, your choral music, as we already heard a sample of, was written when you were
18.
But we're going to listen to your Stabat Mater later from this brand new recording in its entirety, which you wrote at 17.
Right.
And this is such a gorgeous, mature work. I mean, we'll talk more about that later, at the age of 17.
Sure.
Well, Miwo, some people have it, I guess.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, anyway, so as a composer, who are some of the composers who have greatly inspired you specifically?
Many of them.
Yeah.
I'd have to point out Johann Sebastian Bach.
Right.
Johannes Brahms. Karol Szymanowski, pretty much, and lots of contemporary, I mean, 20th century composers, of course.
Yeah, and well, you've done so much in supporting 20th century and 21st century composers, which we will talk about a little bit later in the program. Let's go now, Miłosz, to a song cycle titled Letters from Dusk Till Dawn. Now, this work is scored for soprano and chamber orchestra, and it was written in 2006, or dates from 2006.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about the text and about the work itself before we hear it.
It was the it came up with the idea of the CD Dust and Shadow We Are. It's been issued in Germany in 2006, I had a scholarship in Germany in 2003 and 2004, and I met during the stay poet, writer Eric Chabowski, and just we're hanging out together a lot, so we've decided to do something more creative together than just hanging out, and this is how I came up with the idea to compose a song cycle, two texts by him, and well, what else? The poetry itself is about love. Like many of my pieces actually are about love, and I don't know
how. Well, that's a good topic.
Yeah, I know, but it's really coincidence. I know nobody will believe me right now, but it's really coincidence. So the poetry of Eric by Eric is about love and different issues and different points of view. It's been sung in Polish language, but the general idea, I think, the music should speak for itself, basically.
This is a very beautiful work, and I've added this several times over
Thank
the
you.
Years. A wonderful piece, a wonderful song cycle. And in our performance, we hear soprano Aneta Kapla, along with the Forum Ensemble Chamber Orchestra, conducted by my guest and composer, Miłosz Bembinow. We listen now to Letters from Dusk Till Dawn, completed in 2006.
Thank you. Dieu.